this week. It's Parshas Chukas. So the pasuk starts Zois Chukas Atoiro. The Unculus is Metargem Dog Zeiras Oiraise. Dog Zeiras Oiraise. In Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei, Shulchan Aruch brings down all of the yomim shenoyagim bohem liisanois, all the days that people fast. Shulchan Aruch brings down the days that people fast. Mishvil Tzoroi Sheiru Laviseinu. So he brings down all different days. Shulchan Aruch brings down all different days that people fast. Siman Tov Kuf Pei, it says, Yomim Shenoyagim Im Leisanois, Mei Tzoris Sheiru La'Aviseinu. Because different Tzoris that happen, so there's a minute to fast. Zog the Magen Avraham, B'Shem Sefer HaTanya, Sefer HaTanya HaKadmoin, ביום שישי פרשס חוקס, זאת אומרת, נוהגו יחידים לאיסנויס. זאת אומרת, זה מנגב יחידים לאיסנויס. ונכתב לזיכורים מה שערה ביומנו, על רוי ובנוסינו, שנשרפו תרס אלוקים בשנס 5,004 לברי הסוילות. סטוף שין דלד נהי אלוף עם דלד ביום שישי פרקש זו יסחוק הסתויר. So 700 years ago they burned the Torah, they burned 24 קרונס מלאים ספרי תלמוד והגודס בצורפס in France. Really then was a sin of the Yidden. And they burned 24 vaistos in that day, 24 kronos full with sforim. You know, it was not so much sforim. So b'meile dog zeras oiraise. So b'meile is a minute to fast Friday parshas chukas, because then they burned all these kronos. V'kasher shomanu lishmoya oizen. This is what we heard, zog the Sefer HaTanya. V'gam ha'arabonim shohoyu shom shomanu, she'osu shaylas chaloyim. לודאס עם גזירי מאיס הבוירה וישיב להם ודו גזיר עשר רייסה ופירשו זו יסחוק הסתוירו היא גזירו ומאויס היום ואילך קובו יחידים ליסנס ביום ווי בפרשה סחוקס ולקובו ליומים בחוידש. They were not קובעי it in the date. Everything that happens in Klal Yisrael we make up in the date. But here Klaus will make up to fast Friday, Erev Parsha Shabbos, Parsha Chukas, because 24 Kronos carriages full with Sforim were burned, and they asked the Shailas Chaloyim, and the answer was, Dog Zeres Arayim. And they stayed in Magen Avraham. I heard from the Shmira Shabbos Kil Chosso. Remember, years I learned from Chavrusa every Friday. Every Friday, Parsha Chukas, I would come in. No, you fasting today or not? Every Friday Parshas Chukas, this was the question when I came in. You fasting today or not? If I would say no, why you don't fast? If I would say yes, what, you from the Tzadikim? But every Friday Parshas Chukas, I'm going to have Rab. Yechidim have to fast. We talk, what's the Pshat? Everything in Klal Yisrael we do to feed the date. Tisha B'Av, Shiva Osu, B'Tamuz, Yom Kippur. You fast, Chaloyz Din Tainis Friday Erev Shabbos. So he said, Vais Tois from Magen Avraham, that the reason, the cause for the Sreifa was Zoy Schuk HaSatoiro. This parsha, where the Targum says, Zoy Schuk HaSatoiro, Dog Zeyra Sreiraise, this Shaf Sois, the Chalois Din, that makes the reason that it will happen. But mainly the time is as Meshach Shayach to Erev Shabbos Parsha Schukas. But mainly Erev Shabbos Parsha Schukas, they made the time is. I thought maybe Pshat, ki odom yomuz ba'oyer, and divratayim iskaim elo mishu, mei misatzmai oleo. So kilu, the yesoid of Parshas Chukas was, be'etzem, the mei misatzmai al divratayre. This was the yesoid of Parshas Chukas. But mele, when it's a rifyin and teire, ומלך קומטיינש. אבל בכל מקום הזה יש תהית מוגן אברהם. So this is what I knew till today, this was the ideas that I knew. מוגן אברהם, לספר התניה, פשט נשמיר השבס, that the פשט is that the fast, the Friday, כי הסיטוט צריך מדה פריידי from פרשס חוקס, no שייכס to the date. Today, someone showed me a מגילס איבה. I got to bring down the copy of it, but upstairs. From the Balat is his Yontef. And he says, he says over all of his history. And I read down a piece from the Megillas Eiva. This is Yontef. Mikublani shebizman ha-gzeiro is gozro ha-malchus shekol sifri koidesh mi-yehudim iyu nisrofim b'chamisho l'choidesh tamuz. So the same day, this is Parshas Chukas. Today was Chamisho l'choidesh tamuz, yeah? It was eight tamuz. Chach me'ador osu shaylas chalom hazeh ואויסו התשובו זויס חוקס התאירה כתרגומוי. כתרגומוי means ואומר הוכח מהדור שכתרגומוי הכוונו דו גזי רסי רייסו דו בגרימטרי או חומש. אתם עושים את הבלות הדיפה פשט דו גזי רסי רייסו דו דלת אלף is five. חושבתי זוקטר למשפט הגזירה שאויסו על הספורים שלי, דטייסיון תפסס, שנפסק עליהם לבר מן האוילום, ובעבורו מוכרחתי לסריע מבייסי בחמישו לתמוז, לא בלחץ על הקיסר. It also happened to me. בחמישו לתמוז, וזה גזירה על מי ספורים, that I wanted to bring my ספורים. כי אחס דבר הלוי כמזו הגזירה קדומו, וייסטויס, אין דו גזירה סרייסה, איזה גזירה אנדטייר. So the Maise Kumtois, and the Maise, it's about from all of the Eineklach from the Tesis Yontef, he was put in jail in Hei Betamuz, and all of his Eineklach fast, Hei Betamuz. So it's insane, it's not, Mugna Vrom learns that it belongs to this week. Maybe we fast on this Friday because the tikkun of the Teire and the reason it could happen, Situtzach Mede Friday, what would the Erev Yom, Erev Shabbos? The Tesis Yontef learns that Dog Zeus Eraisa is the Chamisha Betamuz. So someone was like, it's interesting. But state that this parsha causes a matzav. Yeah? The Chukas HaTeire causes the matzav. The Magen Avraham learns it's the week of the Chukas HaTeire. And the Tesis Yontef learns it's the Chamisho B'Tamuz. So almost like a Moira, it's very interesting. So the first Gzeire of the Sreifas HaTalmud was Chamisho B'Tamuz. The Sforim of the Tesis Yontef was Chamisho B'Tamuz. And again, that today, over 100,000 people in Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak were machriz that yesh kiyum la-teiro, and kiilu, but the Gdolim, I don't understand, and I'm not, I'm welcome to understand, but the Gdolim felt Zman Meshash HaShmat. And that Mevat al-teire, thousands of teire. Because, you know, we don't understand, so you know, Shash HaShmat with guns. And in the modern world, everything works with Shash HaShmat in the modern world. But it's Mamesh HaGzeire al-teire. The whole vikur, the whole sign was the Teire or Nish the Teire. And now about the Chamisha Betamuz, Dog Zeira Serais. So, Vais Tois, as again a Tvi Anos, as Odom Kiyomus Boreal, or the Morgan, Tak is the time to Metakin it, and the Friday, Tak is the Mischazik, with the Ganze, Dog Zeira Serais, or the Chamisha Betamuz, or Vais Tois, the Tvi and Teire Tak it belongs, and it's interesting to realize that again, I'll be the Gdolim, that this is Mamesh the same kind of Matzev, if שמד אנטרה, but it happened in Chamisho Betamuz. We're holding in the middle of Hilchis Tzitzis. So, I want maybe a little bit B'Ktzora to go over a lot of the Yesoides. We spoke already about the color of the Tzitzis. To speak about Be'etzem, the Halochas of the Tzitzis. Chelik from the Halochas, at least, B'Ktzora, to go over Chelik from the Halochas in Tzitzis. And Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tezayin, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, what is the Shiur of a Talis? Shiur Talis Shechayev B'Tzitzis, Sheiskase Bo, Be'oyich U'Beroich Avroishu V'Rubay Shul Kotn. המסהלך לבדי בשוק ואין צורך אחר לשומרי ועוז חייב בציציס אבל ודווקא כשהגודל לא אפשר פעום עם ערי ויועצה בוי לשוק. So the Ramos says there's two conditions. Has to be שמסקס בוי רוישוי ורובוי של הקוטן, and also that the godel is not embarrassed to go out with it. So I want to be marking a lot of people ask themselves, what, if someone will go with a talis cotton, you walk like this in the street, you'll think you're naked, yeah? Unclothed. So the Mefarshim explain that it doesn't mean that a person will walk with such a beged without different clothes. It means, the moshul, take a adult, a big person, put in him like a little bibas of babies, yeah? To walk like this. So look mabne, yeah? I put him like a little shirt that reaches him. It's a shir of a beged that is embarrassing to go with. This is the pshat. It's one aloha. And the second aloha has to be that the gadol is not embarrassed to go. Now we'll see second, what is roishi v'ruboi? We're going to get to the chinuch of the ketanim. What is the shir of the talesi? Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down ויש חולקים והסכימו האחרונים לאח משל לבורך על תליס קוטן אף שיש בגדרוי שברו בשל קוטן עם הגודל מסבאי שלוצץ באקרי לשוק ואף שיוצא בוט לדייטרי ומהו השיעור של רוי שברו בקוסר בשם ספר דרכיים ששיעור שלושת רבי אמו באורך וחצי אמו ברויך שאין לזה סמך בשעס יותר בפרט ומין הגן שמייסה לדגדג שהיא בו אמו מלפונו ואמו מלאחרוב ונקב בזצבור אינו אוי ללמיניון אמו מלפונו ואמו מלאחרוב ובנקב בזצבור אינו אוי למין המיניון פלסקות כזה יוצא מן הספייקס ויוכל לבור החלוב ועל כל פונים זאת למשתבור אלו יבחס משלושר ואמו באורך לכל צד דיבלה בוכי יש בפשש בוכה לבטולה מה שנוהג עם האשכנזים שלא יקרים חתיך הסבגת קוטן מלפונו ואיכל מלאחרו וטייפים בירצועס ואיזם במציציס אין יויצים כלל חייב הציציס ולבד שמבד למצרסיסיס מבורך עם רוח לבטולה בכל יוי ואוירים על רסיסו וגם אוסו לא צסי בשבס ועל כל פונים הריסים כן שיבורך על הטליס גודל This is the first Mishnah Berurah So the Mishnah Berurah brings down למעשה לכתחיל את ההב אמו מלפונו ואמו מלאחרו So what is the shiur lekatchila? First of amu milafono ve'amu milachov. So in centimeters, the fish is the shiur chazanish. We'll go with shiur chazanish to make it clear, because the ma'isa hazeh is niskabel. It's 58 centimeters and 58 centimeters is 23 inch and 23 inch in the front. And 58 centimeters and 58 centimeters in the back. And 23 inch and 23 inch in the back. Chazanish said to add a couple centimeters because the mice, especially in wool, like we spoke in the other shiurim, it shrinks when you wash it. I mean, alamol you will have less from the shiur. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'mokim ha-nekev einu mitztarif. Then you have to have an amo milefonov and an amo mileachov. This is the Mishnah Berurah. Doesn't make a difference if they see a hechsher or not, you know. So what the Mishnah Berurah says, I will go, I'll explain from where all these modern people go with like modern talisim. Yeah, we have the Melamed Zchus and all these, you know, more modern people that have like, you know, the size of their yarmulkes, they have the talisim. Yeah. But Melamed Zchus maybe. But I'm saying what the Mishnah Berurah holds. The Mishnah Berurah holds Amo Milafano Amo Milahachrov Ve'ein Beisatzavar Oyle Min Hashir. The Chazanish Paskins, that the Shir of the whole, the Beisatzavar, is oile la shiur, but when conditioned that every one of the shoulders is bigger from the hole. If the shoulders and the side are bigger from the hole, then it's oile la shiur. If it's not oile la shiur. Now, even if the Mishnah Berurah that it's the Mishnah Berurah that it's not oile la shiur la marshal, the person will say, okay, I have a shiur. But you have to have that the sides will have at least three etzbos. If not, it could be it's only stripes and the bichlal doesn't have a shem of a beged. Has to have shiur shalosh etzbos. Again, the Mishnah Berurah himself says if you have shlosh rivei amo al amo, it's 44 centimeters, oirech, and 58, yesh al malis mirch levorech. So again, the shiur chazanish is amo al amo and amo al amo. So now I'll go back to the hole. Shabbos says the mice, we have shloish trevei amo al amo, that it's 44 centimeters, and 58, yesh amal yismach. Kimat, most of the talisim that people buy, for sure have the b'di'evet shiur of 44 oirech and 58 roichav. Now, I want maybe to be masbir because people don't know. I'm sure you see sometimes, I think especially in the briskers, some people go with talisim till their knees. I don't know if you saw these people go with talisim till their knees. The mocker from that is Keser Roish from Reb Chaim Volozhiner b'shem de Goen. Shomati b'shem Rabbeinu taliskotn she'ein magi ad lemato min habirkaim en yoitzim bo yotoy yedei tzitzis v'toiv leafshitoy b'shabbos. And a lot of Choshev Sforim also is brought down. And this is the mocker of the briskers. Dead briskers, I'm going to say not everyone, but you see, you know, the ones that are really. They go with talesim till the knees. They go in, and they go in and says it's a shayla of tiltul and Shabbos. If you go with a shorter talis. Lemaise, most of Klal Yisrael don't go like that. Most of Klal Yisrael don't go like that. Most of Klal Yisrael don't go like that. I, as I state in Keser Hoish, in Tosfos LeTosefes LeMaaseh Rav, also is brought down, Shamati Me'agro, Shoyoimer, Shimenatal Yisrael Lechad Aberkayim, Choshash Levorech Olo, Ve'en Yoitzi Boi B'Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah Aloche, the Goyen holds as Ashit. And we'll try to explain it, because I think if you know the Lomdus, this thing stays forever. Hashem never gave a shiur for talis. Beged. Every door, you have to check what is a beged. And if you that, you can wear it. B'meile, Zokter, and that door, people didn't go with a levush elyon, or we say yoitzel ashuk. They went with long jackets. To go with a short jacket was a bizarre. They had long records. B'meile, the Goyen says, the long records are till the knees, so the beged and the person will not be embarrassed to go to the street with is such a beged. Who went with shorts? No one went with short clothes like short jackets. But the day that most people go with short jackets, no reason not to go with such talesim. As is not safe for Mishnah Aloche Chelikvav. B'meile is melamed zchus that even if you're going today, you don't have to be machmir on this shita to go with a talis that gets still the knees. Even if you're going. Now, in time of the Kroy brings down that b'soif yomov, the Chazanish was not soimech on the two tzdodim, and he asked to make him a taliskotn 60 plus centimeters in the front and 60 on the back, without mokim anekev. Without mokim anekev. And a second I'll go back to it. I want just to go kaseida ratvot. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskins that mokim anekev is also not mitzdarif. Mokim anekev is not mitzdarif. So again, so we have a machlekes if mokim anekev is mitzdarif or not. The Mishneh Berurah says mokim anekev is not mitzdarif. Chazanish says mokim anekev mitzdarif if the both sides are rochov, but b'soif yomav he was choishesh to that. In a second I will go back. And Shulchan Aruch HaRav also says mokim anekev ein mitzdarif. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, I'll go back in a second more to the nekev. So the Baal said, so you have to find a talis that you have. Lekatchile, ama milafonov, ama milacha, without mokim anekev. Say no. That's what you have, Simcha? Stop. No, not today. Mishneh Berurah brings down what happens when a person puts on the talis, a lot of time it gets crumpled. And some people, they do it especially, you know, on the shoulders. They don't like it, they feel itchy if it goes down on the sides. So like they roll it in the sides to fit over the shoulders. They don't want it to be Sirech on the sides of the hands. Some people they get itchy from it. Some people also the moshe on the front, they don't like the edges, tickle them a little bit, so they fold them. So like this, it looks neat. Some people stand also under the shirt, the talis goes like, you know, not mamish spread all over. So there's a Mishnah Berurah about it. Chosa b'tshuvas b'syanke, the kevin oimedli im im lo v'shatalis v'niskapel k'tzad k'derech lo yifshke b'godim. V'achar sh'niskapel en b'kishir k'di l'chaz yisroi sh'v'rubay. Chosa b'tshuvas b'syanke, the kevin oimedli ispashet k'poshu domi. Av sh'niskapel adai. V'arei yesh b'shir. V'arei yesh b'shir. Shabur says that it's okay. Shulchan Aruch Harav says no. Says al kanfik al loshon ha'pasuk. He misbedayek loshon ha'pasuk. Asher techase boy. Daike v'lo yiskapel v'lo yismayet klum. As I said, Shulchan Aruch Harav. This brings the Chabad people. If you see them in the mikveh amol, they have like a plaster. How do you call it? Something that like stretches like that they put it on them and holds the talis around their body. This is to be yoytz shechono harav. Shechono harav. It's that they follow shechono harav. Hold it's a brocha levatol. If you're a chabad, you don't put such a thing. It's a brocha levatol if you're a rebbe. Shechono harav holds it's a brocha levatol. Now we most klal Yisrael we say mechad mishnebu the loykesh. The loykesh shechono harav. But you understand, it's not a chumre on our demokah. But the people that wear under the shirt, it's much more probably. The people that wear on top of the shirt, bedarach klal, it's mispashet v'oyach. But if it's under the shirt, mitzias seder advarim is, and it gets. So the Velt is mekel. Sido machmirim in the mekel. Now, sido chabadskils, or people that follow Shulchan Aruch Harav and the choishesh, and they put it. The people that are not choishes shulchan aruch harav say that. So don't machmir that say. We're not choishes shulchan aruch harav. We stick to the Mishnah Berurah. Shekevin shoymer lispashet keposhu domi. But they claim the people that lemoshel take the shoulders and they fold it very neat. It's very organized that it goes only on the shoulders and not on the side. It's not oymer lispashet. But it's inside the body. It's floating around the hairahin. It's not. Here Fakel, he organizes it every morning, it's all mesuder, both sides, here in the corners, he fits it, some people even iron it to stay like that mesuder. They claim could be the fidid, the Mishnah Berurah will also be machmir on them. It's a chumrah? No. Now, we'll go by it. Even that we hold that Mokim HaNekev is a shaylif, it's mitztarif or ain't a mitztarif. In the Negev of the Talis, we have two areas in the Negev. We have one place that is called the hole, and there's one place that is called the split. Some people don't buy a Talis with a split. They only buy a Talis with a hole. Thank you. Only a Talis with a hole. What? So these people, Be'etzem, in a way, they have a very, very big mile. The Metzius of these Talis in Bederich Klal is that is the Amma Milafonov and the Amma Milahachov. The people that have the split, sometimes the split runs into the Amma Milafonov. So sometimes, most times. To take care of that is three ways. Be'etzim the Chazanish says that even that is a Shaila, if Mokim HaNekev Mitztarev or Mokim HaNekev Einu Mitztarev, it's only when it's a Nekev. But when it's only a split, avad it's called a beged sholem. Again, we'll see later what happens when you have a split all over the beged. It's a different child. But we're speaking now, we have a talis. We said, I have two shoulders. If the hole in the middle is smaller from the shoulders, it's closed. This is the chazanish. Mishnah Berurah said, no, mokim ha'nekev einu mitztarev. So the chazanish, but avad it doesn't mean that if you have a little split inside, that doesn't take away from the shiur beged. So avada b'chayagav nitz mitzar. So mele, some people say the split is okay. The split is okay. Now, there's another two shittas. I'm sure you see it also. A lot of the briskas do it. The chazanishnikas, they have a little button at the top of the split. The chazanish also had a button, but it was never closed. Never closed. He never used it even once. Now, what is the purpose of this button? So, some people, I'll say, it's three ways, three mahalachim in the button. One mahalach in the button is that you close it the whole time because you don't want the split to be mitzaref. You want to have amu milafonov, or even if these people that they all they have to have a whole shiur milafonov. They want to have a big shiur milafonov. They don't want the choishesh that the mokim in the middle stops to be mitzaref. But if it's closed with a button, so it's closed. It's called a part of the beged. The place is not open, the place is closed. The Chazanish himself had a button, but he only closed it b'shas de'asiyas atalis. And then he said, after that, it's like nikrio atalis. As if you had a shiur and it's torn a little bit, kol zman, it's not roiv, you could leave it. Yeah, so anders also, why the Chazanish didn't take off the button? Chveis nish genoi. But he made a split with a button. And there's something that if it's a button that it's roi to close, it's enough. So this is one bismedrash of the button. The Hainu. We want to be choishesh to the shittas that the nekev is not mitzaref. And we choishesh that this split is also called the nekev. We're not mekabel with the Chazanish Be'etzim himself said that b'chai gavne doesn't pass. So b'mele they put the button. Other forever, other for once. Other forever, other for once. Tutz not in pshat in the button. There's another reason that some Chabatskers also put a button on. Why? Shechonoch HaRav holds that you have to be covered with the whole beged. When you have a split, the Metziah says that this place moves the whole time. Normally you're not covered in this place. Shechonoch HaRav himself says you have to be sure to tie these places together. As they state Shechonoch HaRav. So normally the button came to be yoytzeh the Shechonoch HaRav. And the book became to be yaitzah, to be mashed in the shiur. So I'm saying again, it's not a ma'akev. So the ma'akev, if a person has a shiur without the split, be'etzem, now, there's another reason to have the book. The Ari HaKodesh state that the chazeh, the chest, is not allowed to be megule, has to be covered. I explain to you, Lamashal, a person makes a talis till the floor, okay? Brisket talis till the floor. But the whole of the neck, he makes like mamish, like a swimming pool. Zog de'ari, it's not good. His chest is open. Yakpit shelo yizgale achazeh. B'meile, als this ari HaKodesh is a reason to close, to have a button to close the split. Shelo yizgale achazeh. Zog de Mishnah Aloche again. Why we are not makpid on it? He says, because in the old days, he said, the way people went with jackets were closed. No one went with something open. It's not proper, he says. Hind, everyone goes with open jackets. Now I know, and you can see the marshal, by the Chassidus Sha'olam, yeah, when they never go open, they go closed. Most of the Chassidus Sha'olam, I'm saying, al Rebbes, al Chshuvim, yeah, you don't see them open, you don't see them open. You see them open? Today, I saw a lot of them. I didn't see no one open. The Litvish Ali go open. The biggest Rosh Hashivas. The Gedolim. They go open. The Mele Zog the Mishnah Aloche. So even the Chassidim doesn't make a difference. While the minig of the world is to go open, so the Levusha Elyon is not embarrassing that it's open. Again, we said we're not discussing, we're explaining the Akdome. We don't mean that someone goes without clothes. No one in the world will go with a Talis costume without clothes, even if it's still the floor. People can see from the side. So we said, what's the pshat? The Teretz is, we mean what is choshuv to go in the street, not the shayla of embarrassing if it's needs. Menes like the Mishnah Aloche, where the Ari HaKodesh said, Shelo yizgale achazeh, chesfon in the Levush. So the Mai say again, the meaning of most of Klal Yisrael is not to have a button. We said, some people have a button for the Ari HaKodesh. Some, b'mele, it has to be closed. We said, we're not choshu to that. Some people have it als the Shechonoch HaRav, that it mechase b'chol mokoyim. Again, we said, the Chabas was talking after we might be done it. And these people that could go with this rubber, with this thing that holds on to begging, like we said. This is the second. The third reason is that if we want to hold that the mokem achetach is disturbing the shiur, so then some people close it the whole time. And some people hold that valid tzroi to close b'chai gavne doesn't disturb, or l'fide chazanish that it's enough that the bottle was closed b'shaz de'asiyah satalis. But I'm just saying, you know, it's good with that mentioned gate. So we see that it's not a mufka dike zach, the ganze zach with this bottle. Now, this is be'etzem, the first chaylek that I wanted to say. It's very clear. And this is the way the halacha is, halacha brura. I mag them again, I said, Alamon dit shiurim, tzadikim yeilchu ba v'rishoy mikoshlu ba. Alamon, Moshe Feinstein has a vote on this parasha, he says, zoi zchukas ha-toira. What's zoi zchukas ha-toira? Zoi zchukas ha-poro. What's zoi zchukas ha-toira? Moshe Feinstein says, the poro is metames ha-tmeim, metames ha-toirim, ומתיירס עצמי. אז איזה תיירה? צדיקים יילכו בו, רשוי מיקושלו בו. זו בתיירה. So even that this is poshut, and this is the way to wear talesim, and to be makpi, to have a shiur chazanish, like we said, I want just to say the mocker, why a lot of people go with these small little talesim, yeah? Some wrap their neck with this, some people, you know, under their clothes, and you see they sell them in the store, yeah? Mamish, abekoishik diket talis, what is the mocker for this Bekoshi Diketalis? And after that, we'll be Nogei Atake, what happens with Gabi the kids. So I want to bring the Mekoirim, even with the Elonu Elo Divrei HaMishnebrur, that says that you cannot, you have to have a Amo. I want to read a little bit of the Mekoirim. In the Sefer Tshuvas Yisoyrus Tshuva Chele Gimel, he brings down the Ramo. The Ramo and Tshuva, the Mogen Avraham brings them down in Siman Tetzayin. מדוע אין האנושים לא יפשים בגד שיש בו בשיר לקיים מצווה ציציס קיל חוסר? וייס דויס אין טיימב דרמו דאוילום דינן אהב חושב ותלייסים. זוג דרמו, ועשר אותה כן מלחס אושר, ובושר וייס, עד במדבור יעז השן העריך הסנית, פרשס קוירח, זוג דרמו הזה, אשר יחסה בו נאמר לבגודים העשויים ללבויש ולחסם גופו. But the Torah said that Yechayim and Tzitzis, when it's a shir beged lechasris, means when you're wearing a beged, that it's made lechasris, and Hashem said you have to put on Tzitzis. And what beged Hashem said you have to put on Tzitzis? If the beged is roi lechasris. So if you wear a beged that is roi lechasris, then if you wear a yarmulke on a moshel, even if it's arba kanfes, you don't have to put Tzitzis on. But if you wear a beged that is roi lechasris, you need to put on. ועל זה נאמר, גדיל אם תעשכו על ארבע כאפס כסכו אשר תחסה בו. אבל בבגד המיוחד לקיים מצווה ציציס כדכסיב ועושו להם ציציס על כנפי בגדיים לא יקסיב כסוס ולא יקסיב אשר תחסה בו. די שיהיה בו שיר בגד להשירים שהוא ג' תפוחים על ג' תפוחים. זוג דרמו, די שיהיה בו שיר ג' תפוחים על ג' תפוחים. But Hashem said, but also gdil, but also mitzitzis al kanfei bigdayim, doesn't say lechasis bo. So he says, l'chura, the Gemara says, gimel etzboris is also roi. Beged la'anim. He says, yeah, but you have a problem with arba kanfes, because the chutim cannot be, chutim, when you put the chutim, it has to be rochik from the konof. Gimel etzboris. So b'meil you have to have. This is one mocker. The Oruch HaShulchan has another limud schus. So you have to understand, all these limud schus, the Mele say, Moshe, if this limud schus, so Mele, all of the talesim, fa kvetch tazei, so mach mish tois, with the split, without the split, so it's not a shir. It's not a shir. I mean, the ganze zach. It's another kule, again, we have to pass an amo al amo. But we're going to gabi the split, to gabi the button, but about you'll see why some of the briskers are more machmim with it. The Oruch HaShulchan has another reason why Klal Yisrael didn't keep the halachas. He says the halachas were only for talis gadol she'al habgadim. Aval talis katan she'tachas habgadim is no shiur. The mocker is in the Muki Yosef in Hilchos Tzitzis and the Rif, b'shem the Ritva. What is the Yesod? The Yesod, he says like this, but Chazal said beged she'roi lotzes boy, they didn't mean beged she'roi lotzes boy, that this is the shiur beged. Has to be that it's the derech to wear. The Mele, he says like this, a beged that you wear outside, the derech is to wear a normal size of beged. If not, it's funny. Are you doing it for mitzvah? אבל למה זה בת לא דעת? But things that you wear under your clothes. Some people have long undershirts, some people have short. They have to give a din b'cheshbon what they wear under the shirts. Many says it's no chisaron on the beggar. Some people will feel comfortable with a za'a beggar, some people will feel a za'a beggar. He says some people have undershirts full with holes. Remember, I was b'ach and yeshiva, you know, I met with different people, yeah? But no one will go with such a shirt, but with such an undershirt, it's not a chisaron. It's not normal to go with such a beggar. Dainu, a beggar tachtoin doesn't have a chisaron. It's like a geschmack. These people that go with this langet alesim, they wear it outside. So melech, when the buttons are for the people that wear outside, they can put buttons. But if I say why that you wear inside, it's not so wichtig to have a button. So it's... Dainu, it's another kule for the people inside on the button. So it's nishkin raya for the people that have buttons outside, they don't have the orach shulchan's kule. Remeshe Feinstein, אין לנו גודל מרמיישה פיינשטיין. He says, דובר מחודש עד מאויד, מאויד, מאויד. אבל if רמיישה says it, I'm saying again, דרכי השם ישורם, not to follow it for sure, אבל just to have it in the top. רמיישה says like this, חלק יורדי, חלק גימל, סימן ונבייס. It says in the Gemara Menoches, we said, if a person doesn't wear בגד שחי בציציס, he's punished. ולפי שקושה להמוין עם ללבש בגד שיש בו אישיו, משום שהוא מפריע לעבודה, disturbs them in work. אוי מחמס הניוס, people were very poor. הניגו להטיל ציציסה בבגד שאין לו שיעור. כדי להרויס על הרוצן לקיים מסמיץ וקרוי. לולה יאפרוי על העבודה משום הניס. ולפי שבבורכים על מינג, אפשר לבורך על הטריס הזה. חידושים. אבל במילא, כן. So, Avada, I'm saying again, I'm just miyased why our shita is that we walk without buttons and we don't have a talis till the floor. So the talis says, Avada, I said again, it's a mokit mimachmir, it's a mokit mimachmir shechnor harav. Midabisim, it's kedai to know that. I'm not saying a person has to miyad. Bochit told me that we spoke about taking on a choshev and mitzvah, he decided to take on talis. So, taking talis is the shechnor harav, to put the rubber around you, to put the button, bis the birkai. All of these chumras are more important than tcheles. That's his claw. I saw a person with tcheles without a button. It's like a mishuganah, yeah? Tcheles, the gedolim say not to do. A button, so the shchunoh harav. He doesn't put a rubber on, but he goes with tcheles. First, go to birkaim, put the rubber band around you. Chmein, there's a couple things to do. Then, efshat tcheles. So, this is a chumras as bodan on alochim. But I'm saying, but the limutzchus, and why we don't do all of these chumuses, because we have the true serious from the Ramah, but maybe it's a mocker to say that this beggar is an andere shiur. We have the Oruch HaShulchan, that beggar tachton has an andere shiur. We have the Ramoshes tshuve, that the broch is on the minek. So b'meile, all of these achen, and the Archimoshe, he says another mocker that he says that you're not really benching at the talis kotten. He says in talis kotten you make al mitzvah tzitzis. You know, so lisatav b'tzitzis. But you're not misatav b'tzitzis, tak, it was not a shiur. It was only a zecher for the mitzvah. Zeh the Ramo b'gizam b'darki moishah b'teich advor. So I'm saying, all of these tzirufim make it leichter. Make it leichter. What? No, niach tefillin. On the hand. On the hand, because we already made a bracha on the hand, so we can't make the same bracha twice, we'll make all mitzvahs. But that's in the bracha is le'aniach, not on mitzvahs. It's funny, I think, don't know the on the hand. What? The bracha is le'isatev, right? And talis kotnu, make all mitzvah tzitzis. What?
Talis
said, but they go and work till the knees. They go and have a real talis kotnu. We're not speaking such talis kotnu. Now, lemaise, the shayla everyone asks is, and that's Hashem we're going to get to everyone, when you have little kids, what to do? Probably the shiur is very gishmak. You come back home, you see a young brother, he's wearing a zat talis, you could put it inside the sides of a stender. And then you tell him to make a broche. Was tut me? Was tut me? So I want, be'etzem, the oilem I make it very much, it's still of everything what we said, but I want the Maisa to bring down what the Poiskes Maneinu say the Maisa. They say like this. Be'etzem, I want to explain, maybe give one more akdomen. Chazal say, Kotna yodea li'isatef oviv koine loitzitzis. Chazal explained, the Goyen explains, that the chiyuv shiur chinuch of tzitzis is not only in the shiur that a kid knows to make a broche, it's when the kid really could make a maise ituf. As if Kotna yodea li'na'anea oviv koine loilulev, Chazal will only attack in chinuch by a kid when he's roi li'kol pirtei ha-mitzvah. Maybe the chinuch of tzitzis, the kule alma starts only like around 6, and even if other chinuchim start earlier, it starts much later. And some people say really it only starts at 9 years old when he's roi li'isatef. The poskim say like this: when the kid is in between 3 and 6, you could buy what you want. Why? Because be'etzem is not chayav b'chinuch. Be'etzem is only a sgule to mechanuch him to wear the tzitzis. But maybe we can say mechan ala shittas that hold that the talis cotton doesn't make a difference, and it's made for the mitzvah. It's made for the kid, and anyway, the halach is you can mechanach the kid to make the brochas even without that mitzvah. That's you mechanach him seder habroch. Betziruf, that the claim is, if Chazal say that amo al amo is a shiur that cotton could be misatef, some people say even shloish trevei amo. So we said it's 58 and 58, amo 120 centimeters, Firib Chaim Noe, it's 96. So, if we take the smaller shiur of the Mishneh Berurah, that Amo al Amo, Shloishter Ve'Amo, the Mishneh Berurah said, it's 48 centimeters and 48 centimeters, so it's together 80 centimeters. And we have to have a bigger shiur because we have to have a shiur that a gadol is masking to go out in the street. If a normal kid, 12 years old, Chazal say that the shiur is 80 centimeters, Roishi Ve'Rubai, and if Firib Chaim Noe at 60 maybe, so for sure the kid's 6 still, from 3 to 6, the shear is half of the size, because the kid is half of the size. But mainly the poet can say that the Metzias, even though we don't know how we figure out Roshe V'Rubai, the poet can play Roshe V'Rubai means you put it on the head and it falls over your back. It doesn't mean that you wrapped all over with it. It's from the head till the end of the back. The kid, little kid is the shear, with the whole talis. So this is from 3 to 6. From 6 till 9, to be makpid that he will have a chatzi amo mikol tzad, is 24 centimeters. So again, bederech klal they have it, 24 centimeters and 24 centimeters on every side. So it's altogether be'erich a half a meter. Be'erich a half a meter. Sharef mokim anekim is mitztaref or not mitztaref. But again, here, we could be making much more. But bederech klal they have 24 centimeters. The tiles that you have on the floor is 30. So, if every side has such a tile, it's already more from the shiur that you have to have for a little kid. But if the kid is from 9 till bar mitzvah, to be makpi to have shloish trevei amo in the front, and shloish trevei amo in the sides, and in the back, and in the shoulders, you don't have to have the chazanish, but at least to have shloish etzbois. Not like some of them, like mamash have like a little stripe, mamash mashu. So you have to have Shloish Tovei Amo, and we said the shiur of Shloish Tovei Amo was 44 centimeters and 44 centimeters. This at least to have by a cotton. Why I'm not saying to be machmir on the shoulders? Because again, we have all the other shittas. So the gabi chinuch of a cotton, we make it with all the other shittas. Now, I want this to go over a couple more halachas that are in the Gehle Maise. There's ain't soif to the halachas of tzitzis. And it's kedai to know, if people don't know tzitzis, we'll see it could be nichshol, naveira she'en kedugmosom. Now, we have to know, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, like, the tviye is three steps in chutin. Niputz, tviye, v'shzire. Niputz is when they take the sheep, they take off the wool, and they start to comb it, to make it like pieces of wool. This is niputz. Tviya is, they take the pieces of wool and they start to roll them to make strings out of them. Shazira is, they take a lot of these strings and they put them together. If we look at every string that we have, it's shozur from 8 little strings. That every one of them is tovui. Now, the tviya and the shazira has to be lishma. If it's not lishmo, it's posuk. The niputz Shachno does bring down. The Ramo brings down. Yesh machmirim shetzorich niputz lishmo v'noagu ha'olam lehokel. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that is an inyan to be machmir. The Stipler himself was machmir. And once the Mishneh Berurah says that in our days it's easy to buy a niputz lishmo. I want to tell you, this is, I'll put it down like this. In the list of the chumras that you want to take on yourself, this is chumra aleph. Before buttons, before rubber bands, before tcheles, the niputz lishmo. Because if it's not niputz lishmo, if you're some shit, it's possible. And you're even an Abba Kanfis. You're even an Abba Kanfis. In Alich Shleim, it's brought down, Shlomo Zalman said, the Ramos said, no, I'm going to go, I'm going to go, aber le meister im shabu himself brings down that it's min haroi it's bo dan in the ogu bal nefesh ba ashkenaz ze machmir im alze so mele ze in yet have niputz lishmo aber yet khumre und ze in yet when you buy a normal tzitzis it's not niputz lishmo you have to add and it's a soul around 40 shekels for a pair to get a niputz lishmo but you buy it once. You have to know niputz lishmo doesn't come on his own. A person was not making when he bought talis, he doesn't have a niputz lishmo. The hechsherim are not including niputz lishmo. You ask niputz lishmo, it says on the bag niputz lishmo, but that's avozna v'chule. Now, what happens? This is the halacha that's begay halamol. A person got already a talis kosher niputz lishmo, and now the chutim started to tear. So the halacha is like this. Be'etzem, to make it practical, this halachas, that everyone will remember it. In our days, the way people do tzitzis, the way they put on the tzitzis is, everyone knows, the minig is, you take the four strings. We know in every konof we have four strings that are double, that bring us to eight. They put it in the hole, they make a kesher, kriches, kesher, kriches, kesher, kriches, kesher, kriches, kesher, we have five ksharim. First, the last one, all together is five ksharim. These are the tzitzis. In the end, we end up with eight chutim. Now, when you look on your tzitzis, normally, it's divided four and four. Now, most people, and this is the best way to do it, is when you make the tzitzis, you're sure that the same four will come out on one side and the other four will come out on the other side. The hainu, when I'm holding four in one side, right, I take my talis. So if I take out my talis, so when the end of the kesher, I have four and four. So the akpada is that the four that I have in my right side, the four that I have in my left side, are the same strings. The hainu, one string, every string, one of the sides is in this side, and one of the sides is in this side. But not that it happens to be that in one of the sides I have two strings, the same. No, I have four chutim that go in and not. I keep the four the whole time. I tie it, four, I have the four, and in the end I finish with four and four. This is what is the best thing to have. Why? Because in the Geta, the aloch is now when the chutim started here. The aloch is like this. As a shir, we'll see later what is the long that the chutim have to be. If it's not that shir, again, you could have tzitzis psula, even if one of them is too short. From the shir, the tzitzis is possible. If the tzitzis was made kosher, and then a tour, the Gemara says, garnidei tzitzis ksheiro. But, has to be that it is left kishir kedei aniva. Small amount, you have to know exactly what is the shir kedei aniva, that you could tie, make a bow around them, then it's kosher. But if it's not shir kedei aniva, it's possible. Now, but shir kedei aniva has to stray in one of the sides of the string. Not both sides. So we'll say like this. Me'ikar adin, we'll start with one string tore. So if one string tore completely, it's kosher. Why? Because the same string has another side, and on the other side you have a shir kedei aniva. What would it be now if two strings tore? So if one tore in this side and one tore in the other side, if they're not, could be it's possible, because could be it's the same string. But if two tour in the same side, you write it okay? Because you know that in the other side, it's Beseder. So we paskin if two strings tour in one side, it's okay. If two tour in two sides, it's really not good. What would it be if three tour in one side? The Shulchan Aruch holds that it's okay. Four tour in one side, completely. It's okay. You have it on the other side? Now, Rabbi Natan holds you have to have two shleimim completely. So, lefi Rabbi Natan, it's only good if two tur. But if three tur, even in one side, it's already not good. So, lekata halacha is lemaisa, the poskim are machriya like this. If two tur, it's a kosher. If three tur, even in one side, lekatchila michoishish to Rabbi Natan, and lekatchila is the inyan to change the tzitzis. Even if it's three on the same side. Again, you don't have to take it off, but lekatchile to change the baget. Dainu, miyad when you could, not stam lekatchile. Miyad when you could to change the baget. If you have kedeh and niven, all of them, it's not a problem. Now, another halacha that most people don't know, in the place that the chutim are connected to the baget, where they go inside the hole, if one of the strings tears, it's possible miyad. The mele, the task brings down that at least from time to time in lekatchile is to check every morning also there. I know most people don't know that and they only check this, only check the edge. But you have to check the tzitzis every morning to see that it's not possible before you make a brach. Now, so the shayla is why you don't check? So the reason people don't check the place because the places in the end is more matzui lihikora. The place near the beged is less motzui lehikora. And here's the shaila, why you have to check the tzitzis every day? Because the mokum deiki levur elay samchin lachazoke, or because it's motzui lehikora. Even because motzui lehikora, so the taz, near the beged is not motzui lehikora. But again, it's avada kedai to check, from time to time at least, like a tchila every day, that it's not toward there. If it's toward there, but maybe it's possible. We'll go weiter. The shiur of the chutim, lekatchile, the noi tzitzis is that the gnats are one third and the chutim are two thirds. But it's not ma'akev. Mikir adin, the gnat could be 90% and you have like little chutim sticking out also. Now, the shiur, lekatchile, has to be yudbeis gudolim. Lefi Reb Chaim Noah is 24 centimeters. Lefi the Chazanish, 28.8 centimeters. And this is a halacha that people don't know. When you finish to make yichutim, it has to be that from the beged till the end of the chutim, you have at least 28.8 centimeters. If you look on the floor, on the tires that we have here, it's 30 centimeters. If it's less from that, it could be possible. After you did it, it became shorter, doesn't make a difference. But lekatchile, b'shas that you do it, lekatchile b'shas that you do it, has to be that it's at least lefi Reb Chaim Noah 24 and lefi Chazanish 28. Here I'm saying Reb Chaim Noah because there's another tziruf of ander hashitas. Now one more halacha we spoke about already a couple times. Reb Shlomo Zalman in Chashloimah Siman Aleph brings down that kaimelon mitzvah tzriches kavana. So if a person does a mitzvah on a kavana, hot aveir, hot nishkin mitzvah, I'm sorry. If a person does a mitzvah on a kavana, hot nishkin mitzvah. So if you blow shofar, you don't have a kavana to be yoitza, you're not yoitza. Klad Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, what happens if you wear a tzitzis and you don't have a kavana l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? So you're not yoitza the mitzvah. Right? Mitzvah tzriches kavana. If you're not yet to the mitzvahs, you're over the isur of Arba Kampfes. Because the isur is to wear a beged Arba Kampfes on kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. Not the pshat that the chutim are matir to wear such a beged. The mitzvah is matir the beged. The male is okay, Shem Azam in Oyabach. Lo yutsu, you put on a tzitzis and you don't have a kavon l'shem mitzvah, you're over isur Arba Kampfes. The mockery brings down Biur Aloche, Simen Samach. The Biur Aloche speaks about people, the Koyhanim, or the people that run to do the Duchnim, or the person that's getting Aliyah, and he runs to take a Talis. And he puts it down and he runs. Sagt der Bura Loche, ומשמע מזה, במצווה ציטיס וסוכה הכוונה לעיכוב כמו בשאר מצווה. ולפי זה אם קרוב לתוירו ולוקח טליסוי, או טליס הכל עולה לסלבימו, שעוז מוני בול, ומסתום אין מכוון עוז ולפישוס ולקיים המצווה עשר של ציטיס, או עבר בזה על המצווה עשר. אם לא יקשה מכוון לשם מצווה. ואוי לא מי נזורים בזה. ואולי שכיוון שאין רוצים ללבש הטליס לשם מצווה אלא לשם כובד התורה, אין זה לפי שהמחייבת בציציס. וואנס עשה לימוס חוס. That they're not wearing it for... wearing it only for the כובד הציבור, as if someone measures a bag, it is not חייב. So משנבור עשה את זה צא איסו הרבה קאנפס. ומאלה קומטה זה אינטרסנט לזך. That the people, the fryer people that will come to the שמיים, say, the frum bochum that wear tzitzis every day and forget the mechav and Hashem mitzvah. So these people will go to Gehenna for over arba kanfes beloi tzitzis every day. To be over arba kanfes beloi tzitzis. This is min chashloime simen aleph. So I remember when I was a bochum in Kolteire, it was a vecker. Woke up, I don't know how it goes today, if they have a yeshiva, someone wakes up the bochum or not. So I'm speak about it. Yeah? But when I was a bachur, someone that woke us up, and I remember in our dire, the guy that was in charge to wake up, he said, "It's quoted the seven shachis to member lechav and l'shem mitzvah tzitzis." This is the way everyone was woken up. Quoted the seven lechav and l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Remember lechav and l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. This is the way everyone was woke up. This way I was brought up. So maybe today they also say it here in yeshiva. I don't know. I was not in the dormer. I don't know how to wake up. So the shail is how we melamed schus. You sleep in the norm, Simcha. And you're the waker. You're the waker. So this is the shail. So Reb Shimon Zalman Auerbach wanted melamed schus and these people that maybe first the afternoon, if you make a broch, it's ready a kavon. Could be that some people this beged while it's made l'shem mitzvah. So why are you putting it on? Only because the mitzvah. So it's ke'ilu is a kavona inside. The ha'ilu. When a person is going up to the aliyah, he's taking the shmata, not because of the mitzvah tzitzis. But why a person is wearing this beged? Why is putting this beged on? So, yeah, then what if someone doesn't realize b'chal he's putting it on? Like if you ask him to put on tzitzis today, he has to check. If you go to shul for shofar, even if you didn't have a kavona, if you came to shul, you had a das. So he says maybe it's lektzach in the das of the Adam that he's doing it because tzitzis. But for sure, this is one of the reasons that it's very bad. These people that thought that they're doing a favor to Klal Yisrael and they made these undershirts with tzitzis. We spoke about it already for different reasons against it. There's another reason against it because these people that they put on the undershirts already, this is the way they get dressed already every morning. He already can't say mistam and putting it on Hashem mitzvah tzitzis. So b'meile, they think that they're helping these people, they marshal these people to be over every day in the Yisro Arba Kantas b'lo tzitzis. So again, to say that it's the Yisro Mikenish, but Ravada Devada, the Dovor HaRoi is every morning when you put on the tzitzis, l'chav and l'shem mitzvah tzitzis.
Sure.
No, but sometimes when you dive in it, you just...